Begin the current daf is set to my cut and daf yud. Begin on the begin to taste the masl. Tip begins with the words of the Gemara, where hahed yitavik adarka, that the a regular person could stitch in a normal way. Taste is near a daf kotzach amayit. It would seem that that's specifically if it's necessary for the yomtiv a bechinam, but for no reason. Let me do. Why would they permit it? I feel like they shouldn't, even if it did it in an abnormal fashion. Miu la'arib davar avad, but so although there's some necessity, but not that it needs to be a situation of loss. Because there would actually be a situation of loss. Come like Rabbi Yisi, they would actually rule like Rabbi Yisi. They might suction him with the Abba, then you don't have to do anything different when the situation of loss. Now, so it says, now, if where his garments or his shoes are torn, you can leave it to fix until after the yom to be scalded, they're going to get ruined. These are the boys I saw by my teacher, Shem Mekil and Klala Hatta, that they're not leaning at all to permit to fix it without a shinoi. I feel like they're not even through a Gentile. They really come on, like the one says later on, that you're based on an Abkosha in the ice, whatever you can't do, in Emil and Achbos, you can't tell a Gentile to do. Now, Bashem Lohi Choshmoy said Dabab, and sometimes because maybe they didn't consider it as a situation of loss. Oi, or Shema ain't called Dabab and Mutabal Shinoi. Maybe it's not everything that's a situation of loss you're allowed to do without a shinoi. Because the Pekmak of Shnagu is defined in Psachim Daphne Hamebe, his mashmit sounds like Dafka Ilan Golan. Specifically, those who make the pilgrimages to the base of Megdash, they could be Mesakmanalmite. They could fix their shoes on Chalamite. So, sounds like not everyone could. Maybe certain situations you would have to do it as Shinan. The next test mass at the beginning was the Gemara Mesargan. When you're weaving the frame of the bed, Kulam Aliplegan, no one disagrees. The Shasir Arvitz with the horizontal and the vertical ropes. It says, Tayyis Tim, it's a one because Heichel Mutlas Malacha Kihai Balishin, how you allowed to do Malacha like this? Of making the bed without doing anything different, because even if it's tzarech hamayid, but it's only permitted if it's like in a common way or with a shinoi, so Tais doesn't know how it's permitted to do it in the normal way. The next Tais Masla begins the Gemara Memtuche Namiloi, that's stretching it out osana, which Tais says that truth is balavachi. In other words, even without this difficulty, which Gemara is asking on the Mandama that says if it's loose, you could tighten it. Now, when you're the Maslik Shri, you would still be able to ask on this Manda Amar, who explains that what the Bisa means with Matkin, that if it was loose, you tighten it. But if you would tighten it with the Shasta without the Arv, even according to the Bisa, would be Aser, because Heichel Kamer the Bisa. How's Rabbi saying in the Brisa that you can be Matech, but you cannot be Mesarig, which according to this Manda Amar, if it was loose, you're going to tighten it. But you cannot go ahead and weave it, which we said in the previous days, it means the shasi and the erv, the weft and the warp. What do you mean? What do you have to say? Even shasi without erv would be forbidden. So therefore, that definitely would be a difficulty on that mandama. Next says Master Begin with Zigmar, keep the Epshalom Lui Mamani. Yeah, but it is possible that even if you don't tighten the roofs, you could still use the bed by putting vessels beneath it and it'll hold up the bedspread. So he says, Mashma sounds like the Emotel Tzachamoy. It sounds like that, yeah, because this is the only bed you have and you need to figure out a way to use it. Sounds like that, therefore, it's permitted only because you need it for that of the Yom Tov. So sit on that. So next says, Mashma, begin with the Gemara. So he says, Holkis in the Girsa is, Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, he says, Eim HaKabshan is Rechai Betchilo. Now go ahead and do Kibush of the mill initially. So he comes to explain what's the Machlis Yehuda and Rabban. So he explains the Vachadasha Kamar. We're talking about by a new one, but to do Kibush for the old one, to smooth it out, all that would be permitted. And the proof is because the Gemara mati yishan, because the Gemara permits when it's an old one. And so it's in your limit, and it doesn't seem to say the Gemara that by the Gemara the mati yishan that permits an old mishum Rebbe Lezer comments only he's saying a name Rebbe Lezer, but behold this teaching mishmei today is in his own name. Why would we for no reason make a machlekes unnecessarily to say that they're disagreeing on this point? The word lekitchila does sound like we're talking about a new one, and but by old one it would be mutter. And since there's been never begin to say, now kibush man the kashmei. So Rabbi Yehuda is going on the Tanakama. Where did Tanakama say anything about kibush? He was only talking about mamidin of the Tanakama. What did he say about kibush that Rabbi Yehuda is coming to dispute? So it says here, something you can say is that Tanakama, Amma mamidin, Tanakama said, you'll have to place the oven, ubechadoshakam, he's talking about by a new one. No, mashma, I feel like kibush, it sounds like that would include even that of a kibush. But Rabbi Yehuda, he's kibush, not Rabbi Yehuda is coming to say that kibush is going to be forbidden. Now the Issagars, some of the gears of Yehuda Eimer, that Yehuda says, Mekapshin as a Rechayim, that you can do Kibush on the mill. But like the Ketchil, they don't have the next word of the Ketchil. It's the same thing. That it all means the same idea of Rabbi Yehuda permits by an old one and says a new one is forbidden. But it says, based on that gears, it's even more difficult. Because Kibush Mani Kashmei, whoever mentioned anything about Kibush, Tanakam and Amishur. According to Tanakam, it's also permitted this, because it says Mabinan Chaim, which includes Kibush. So it says here, so what you can say is that the Tanakam is Shari Hamad al-Amal. Tanakam permits just placing the Amal. Shein the Binyagam, which is not totally building. And therefore, he would say that kibush is also forbidden, whether if it's new or old. From Yehuda, sure, kibush bishon, that Yehuda admits kibush by an old one, so it comes out that actually there's a difference between the two different sites. Now, according to Yehuda, no, both would say it's asr by new and permit old. But by the Tanakama, there's a difference. But according to the first gear, the Tanakama is lenient. When he says mamidin, it means all types of things you could fix by the mill, which includes kibush. But according to the second gear, the Tanakama is only permitting hamadah, but kibush actually would be asr. But since Tesef Gersa Rishonin Ilo Rabbi, the first Gersa seems appropriate to my teacher, that the Tanakama permits everything, even including kibush. Now, but then the question is, Mamidin, so why say the word Mamidin? There, Dafka Hamada, yes, coming to say that only Hamada is permitted because the Tana Inza Binyan Betchila, because by an oven, that's not the initial building. Elohu also kvar, it's already made. It's not connected to the ground. You have to connect it to the ground. And that is what we're saying is going to be permitted. Another approach you could take, Yahud the Perak maybe Kadiyan, like the Moses and Bain of Lamdal and Ralph, Gabi Tanner, by an oven, the Beyumptiv in Sachanois, so you cannot smear it. Bain Tashnois, you cannot smear it with rags. In other words, that after you built the oven, you still have to do certain activities to fix it and to make it optimum. And that's what we're saying in the Mishnah, that Mamid and Tanab Mayid, that even there's other activities that on Yom Tov are forbidden, here on Chalamay, it's going to be permitted. And that's what we mean to say by with this word of mamidin. Later on the sugya, actually on Daf Yud Aleph, it also says this idea where it says b'shalom and the in goydel tana b'tchili cannot be goydel an oven initially. That means initially making it from the scratch. Yeah, that everyone agrees would be forbidden, and that's what we're saying lashon of mamidin. B'shalmi tana b'tchalafto b'vad shle yigal chen b'tchila says as long as you don't do kiluach initially. Which Upersh Betaisvis the Loyada, the Taisa doesn't know, Mikey Luach, what are you talking about, Mikey Luach? I believe there is a Taisa. To me, it appears the Gersinan, that the Gersinan is Shlei Yigat Len, not Yigal Cheno. And that's like Taisa was saying, that although you could be miming the Tanab, you cannot be making it from scratch in the beginning. Next is Masla begin with the Gemara, Susha Rechabalov, the horse that he rides on. Upersh Betaisvis, this explains that Latar Hamoid, if it's for Yom Tov purpose. Mashma, Shasla, it sounds like, yeah, but it, just to ride on the horse for no reason, that would not be permitted.